Welcome, welcome, welcome to Nodes in the Net, a weekly tangential irreverent conversation that caters to the interests of liminal trickster mystics like you. And, like Isaac Moraga, a return guest on Nodes of Within the Vacuum fame, Isaac has just wrapped up recording another album, and he actually plays some of it for us live in this very episode. So that's really exciting. You know, stay tuned for that. That'll be right after the intro. We'll probably jump into that almost directly. But, you know, in addition to being a really talented musician, Isaac is one of the most astute philosophers that I've had the pleasure of connecting with via Nodes in the Net. It really is a joy to get to talk to someone who's got all the same woo and wackadoo ideas that you do, despite living in an entirely different hemisphere of the planet. Wow, what a joy it is to live in a world that's connected by all these digital tubes. We should feel very lucky to be able to have conversations like this one with Isaac. I'm finding myself feeling generally lucky for the whole Creek Mason endeavor lately, and I'd love for you to hop on board and join the digital sangha that the Creek Masons are becoming. Part creative collective, part coven, part digital sangha, the Creek Masons are the home that you are looking for. And why don't you join us by heading to creekmasons.substack.com and clicking that initiate yourself link right at the top to join the Discord and, talk to the other spiritual seekers, the householders, the liminal trickster mystics who are, can't wait to meet you. So speaking of creekmasons.substack.com, why don't I read a little bit of the most recent essay on that website, and then we can jump into this episode with Isaac Moraga. The essay is titled Zoom Levels of the Self. And I'll just read the intro for you. Agnosticism is out. Polygnosticism is in. Choosing doubt as a system of belief is like choosing immobility as a means of conveyance, as Jan Martel wrote in Life of Pi. Amidst the fire hose of falsehood we're all exposed to, someone confident in their own discernment can adopt the opposite tack of perpetual mind-numbing, despair-inducing skepticism. Believe everything simultaneously and zoom in and out to the ontological organization level that suits their present predicament. What follows are the zoom levels of the self available to a liminal trickster mystic. We're trying to build a holistic picture from the smallest pieces. We're not attempting to, quote-unquote, learn more and more about less and less, as is the aim of the ever more specialist fields of science and philosophy. We're trying to reconstruct the nameless Tao. I hope to offer a cursory introduction to the dragon horde I've collected of well-defined little elements of the complex nature of self. These theories masquerade as discrete and contradictory entities whose quibbles are defined often by jargon's hyperspecific borders. They aren't, though. Because they're all describing aspects of the same universe, they are all describing the same thing. Words can't capture that thing. As Lao Tzu wrote, the Tao that can be spoken is not the true Tao. So trying to pin it down through synthesis is an impossible task. But all this analytical slicing apart of the known universe isn't worthless. If we adopt a polygnostic view, we can flow from one definition to the next as the situation demands. By surveying the landscape of definitions of self, we can make important decisions about how we treat ourselves and others with empathy, love, intelligence, and foresight. And I hope that you'll read the rest of that essay up on the blog now. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please send over your email so that I can gently prod your inbox with notifications about when new Nodes in the Net episodes are posted, when new blog posts go out, and of course, when new iterations of the Lunar Lunacy, Creek Mason, Creative Coven, Digital Art Project all get posted. So, I think that's about enough of that. Why don't we jump in to this song from Isaac Moraga?
To go out and do it. So, yeah. So, should I play it? It's called, this song is actually part of my new album, Energy Field. And it's called Numbers and Letters. First of all, we need to know where we have our feet. We're just a particle inside the hole doing its job. It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. Go deeper and deeper, so we can understand the mechanism that rules over ourselves. Go deeper and deeper, so we can understand the mechanism that rules over ourselves. Ourselves. Da 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 da. Numbers and letters rewiring my body. Numbers and letters rewiring my body. Numbers and letters rewiring my body. Numbers and letters rewiring my body.
Hell yeah. Chords and notes rewiring my body.
Yeah. Do you feel it?
I do feel it. That was beautiful. The first moment of like scat singing that you were doing, the doobie-doos and stuff, like,
yeah.
Oh man, it like it just lifted my heart immediately. That was really? I really enjoyed listening to that. Thank you for playing live for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's my pleasure. Yeah, it's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's been what you do for a long time, huh? You said your childhood band just a moment ago. So, like, what does that look like? Like, literal children?
Yeah. So I started really young playing with my dad at church. So let's say 5, 6 years old. Like I started with percussion and that stuff. Yeah. So at 11, I recorded my first album with a band that I had with my 2 elder brothers. So yeah, I was making songs by that moment. That those songs were my compositions, and I was playing drums and that by that time. But yeah, I grew up like in a musical world, I guess. When I was inside my mom, my dad was making his best songs, I believe so. So
yeah.
It was, yeah.
Well, of course, I think, so my wife is pregnant right now, and something that I've been learning about as we like go through the process is that some of the sounds that the baby hears, like while it's in the womb still, are like end up being the things that the baby feels like the most strongly attached to. So if he was playing music around your mom, it would make sense that you'd feel like a real connection to it.
Yeah, totally. I remember when I was like 2 years old, and my dad was playing a gig in a soccer field in some place here. So I was playing around with the other kids, you know. And I remember the concert started, and I thought like, oh, is that my dad? I'm going to see what's going on there. So I went back from the backside of the stage and went up. They allowed me to go there.
Oh, yeah.
There. And I saw the drummer. Man, it blew my mind
completely. Oh, yeah.
You know, the drummer. I was like, how's this possible? And the next day, I was building my own drum set with, you know, like cans stuff on my dad's garage. So, yeah, it was really impressive. That was something that I push for this festival I told you about. They allow all the children to with their fathers to came like for free, and we invited them because, you know, that's the kind of thing that really, well, it changed my mind, you know. It caused an impression that I couldn't get out of my, you know, my system. It impressed me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that a drummer is impressive, you know, even to an adult, but like that, the every limb is flailing in a different direction and all the energy and stuff. That's really cool. It's crazy you remember being that young.
Yeah, you know, in my process, I have made a lot of regressions. To the womb of my mother and beyond. You know, like past lives and kind of crazy thing. Yeah. You know, I like to explore. I like to explore like beyond when we think is possible. And yeah, I went through my DNA and then past lives and everything. And I remember, at the time of my dad and mom, like, how you say this in English, like in Spanish is invocar. It's like, can't remember the word in English. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's like, a lot of love. tons of love, and it was amazing, magical moment, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think the word in English is actually conception.
Oh, yeah, conception. Exactly.
Yeah. Which is really funny because that's the title of your EP too, right?
Sure,
but it means something different in Spanish, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me look for it. I can like conjure, maybe conjure.
Oh, conjure. Yeah, invoke.
Invoke. Yeah, like, you know, like a portal. Like you open a portal to to a new entity to come in.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I didn't connect that. I have a lot of friends who do like chaos magic, and one of the things that you do in chaos magic is invoke like entities into your body or something like that. So you might get like, I don't know, like ancient Greek god Hermes in order to, you know, write your music better or something like that. And they, I don't know. So yes. Yeah. Anyway, invoke. I know this word.
Yeah. I was actually talking to a friend about it. Like she's an artist also, she's a writer, and we were talking about this moment when you get into that zone. And because, you know, I was playing all these old songs with my band for this festival, but it seems to me like I wrote it from this moment to the past.
Mm.
You know, might sound weird, but yeah, I feel like a lot of those songs like tend to make sense now. It's like they were describing this moment of my life. And I was
these are the songs that you wrote back at 11 that are...
Yeah. Well, not 11, but the ones like 16, 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like... So she told me like, I think we enter into the no time, you know, like into this... just the field, you know, the vacuum.
Yeah.
I'm the vacuum. Yeah,
right.
But it's really interesting because I think that's part of the magic of art and music, is because you put yourself in that position, you know, you're like, you enter in this new and unknown space for creation, I believe that, you know, I don't believe in the time is linear, you know, like from A to B. I think it is happening all at the same time, you know, the three times at the same time. So we are interacting with the future and with the past, and the future me is talking with my past me, and they are, you know, an interaction. So yeah, I totally believe that it works in that strange manner.
Yeah,
but we're going into strange topics again. I can't avoid it.
No, I love it. I love it. I want to hear. I want to actually like. Well, before we get too far in, I do want to say that I drew tarot for our conversation. We got the Page of Wands, which is like, I feel like maybe the same card we got last time, but I can't remember really. But it's like the wands are the suit of fire and willpower and creativity, like creation. And, you know, it's a page, standing sort of in the front, and he's like sort of lovingly holding his wand and like admiring it. It's almost like he's got one hand wrapped around it the way that you might have a hand wrapped around, the back of like your lover's neck or something, just like really, adoringly holding it. And then in the background are the pyramids of Giza. And so like, this is like a card, the pages are all like kind of the second start. So the ace is the like spark of an idea, and then it travels through to the 10, and then the suit cards begin like the second cycle of the idea. And so the page is kind of like the beginning of like the willpower project that's going to create like a mastery that ends with the King of Wands. And you can see, like, with the pyramids in the background, like, one of the things that comes up a lot for me with the Page of Wands is like masterpiece. The way that the pyramids have stood for thousands of years, that it sometimes feels like the page is beginning to create something that's going to outlast him or something like that. So I wanted to offer that to you as well as as another thing. That's what the tarot thinks that we should be talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, the no time. You know, like, it's about all, you know, music is timeless. It's like now that we have like this technology to share it and record it. Yeah, it's possible to have it, but even without it, you know, like frequency, it's traveling the universe, and right. we're all connected, and I think it's very special. I feel grateful to be able to do it, and yeah, I just want to share.
Yeah,
it's automatic rewarding, you know, like I just
right
did, and yeah, I feel back this energy, the love, and yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool, the idea of, like, I mean, the pyramids kind of represent this, maybe, where, like, they were built a long-ass time ago. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it was, like, 6 or 9,000 years ago, right?
Yeah, and, something like that, yeah.
12. And then, you know, like, now we have them in the sort of, like, state that they're in now, where there's, like, there's a city that's built up, you know, just out of frame. Every shot that you see of the pyramids, there's, like, a sprawling, you know, metropolitan area directly behind you that, like, maybe you don't always realize. And so they're kind of embedded into modern society in that way. And then, in all likelihood, we've, like, we're depending on what direction the world goes in from here, you know, they could be alone again, you know, and remnants of they could have outlasted two civilizations, you know. And so in that way, they kind of connect the past and the present and the future in a kind of interesting way.
Yeah, yeah, that's totally true, you know. It's amazing. I'm thinking about, you know, the video that I recently shared with on Minds, I believe, that it was like a small city found in Peru. Really interesting, because it's like
prehistoric.
Yeah, it's like 12,000 years old. And it's small, it's on a scale, but the detail is the same as the big cities in Cusco and all of that, you know. It's like the same cuts with the T's. I will share it with you. It's very interesting, because, you know, it was small, like super tiny, and they found it by accident. You know, these people were like trying to build a house and found it there. it's really amazing. You know, the detail is perfect, and it all connects. You know, it's like a bunch of buildings, like a plaza. I don't know, like, really interesting. Yeah. So. there's a lot of things that we don't know about ourselves and the history of this planet, you know. That makes it super excited to be here and, you know, to explore and continuing to learn and discovering new things. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it marks that, you know, that the masterpieces, the past and the present and the future. Yeah. So I remember when I went to the future. Oh, yeah. When we, you know, when we get to the point and we achieve what we're supposed to be, you know, as a species, it's really amazing, you know, like we're here in this really, I don't know the word, maybe, well, we're learning, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're like evolving, we're growing, we're getting closer and closer to something.
Yeah, yeah. And now, like, we have this message from the future, getting into it through the subatomic level and getting into our digital tools. And, you know, like, at some point we were, I hope we will be able to communicate with ourselves from the future.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, do you think you already can? I mean, sometimes, okay. So let me tell you this story. I was dealing with depression. I'm bipolar. And so I'm driving home from work one day and I'm feeling like just fucking low. And like, I can barely like hold my arms high enough to hold the steering wheel. I'm so weighed down by this depression. And like, I come to this red light and I hear my own voice in my head saying, "It'll pass in a minute." And then the light turns green and suddenly I'm like, I'm buoyant again. I'm like lifted up. Mm-hmm. And it, like, this has always been the way that my depression and mania goes as a bipolar person. I'm always riding the waves and, you know, it comes and it goes. And it's mostly a chemical thing that often has no like obvious cause even. But so I heard that. And then in 2020, I was meditating and that memory popped into my head and I was like deep in meditation. And I thought to myself, like, well, maybe I better close this like time paradox loop. And so I like sent the message back to myself in 2020 that I was gonna be okay. And I think that like it's like a paradox almost. Like I had to know that I was gonna hear it before I even thought to send it back to myself. But I do think that sometimes like our higher selves or our more completed or you know, expressed selves do like give us guidance towards showing up the way that we're meant to.
Completely. I agree. You know, like as I also get into my low moments and depression, you know, as everyone, everyone have this situation, you know, like as humans, we can be high all the time, you know, it's impossible. Yeah. So yeah, it totally makes sense because when I go low, you know, I go down and I feel like, I just don't want to play this game anymore. Like, you know, I want to get out.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. And then, yeah, exactly. It's like when I get back to what I'm what I try to do is like to get back to where I am, you know, to the present, to the real present, because, you know, I think that that kind of emotional state, it comes also from the, you know, from the worries, you know, about the future and regret about the past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get trapped into these two situations, you know, I don't know what's going on. And you get down. But if we are able to, you know, like, okay, you just, everyone shut up, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm going to be here. And I want to be fine, you know. I know I'll be fine, and you start to connect with you know, like as you said, you know, the future you came and give a message to the past you,
and
start to flow again. It's like start the electromagnetic field to flow again. It's like when we got stuck, you know, and we are here in this present and we are like doing this movement, like, and we got stuck, and that's the moment when we feel like nothing have any sense, like it's not flowing. And I personally tend to look out, you know, as everyone does, you know, like look out for answers, and you don't see anything moving.
Yeah.
So you get into desperation because you're not getting response from reality. Yeah. You're trying to get some kind of feedback about yourself in the outside, but then I remember, no, let's go to the inside, you know, let's go back to myself. Let's remember myself, what I am, who I am, like my essence, you know, and you go back to your essence, and it's something very simple. It's beyond the complications of modern life. It's beyond, you know, it's something very simple and essential.
Yeah.
And then you can, I get a little calm, you know, when I can back there, you know, like, okay, yeah, I'm with myself again. And I found some kind of peace.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something about this is reminding me of the song that you played right at the beginning of the episode. Cause there's like an inner self, that is, I don't know, like maybe to me, that inner self, that like essential self is maybe like pure love, or it's infinitely worthy of love. And it's like, it's perfect exactly as it is. And you know, whatever. And then, something about the, like the numbers and letters kind of molds us into this, like, you know, good citizen that can fit in modern society and whatever. And maybe that's being too hard on modern society. I don't know. But it does seem like maybe there are ways that living in like civilization creates these layers of obscuration, these layers of like distraction away from how we would naturally express, and how we would naturally express is love, and civilization is just like, I don't know, the way that I find myself most apt to express, you know, through computers and, everybody living in their own little bubble and all this. It seems like alienation is kind of like hard coded into what we're dealing with, in our like modern lives, whereas just feeling like enough, you know, before the numbers and letters. Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of grasping here, but.
No, totally. I recently shared something. I shared it in the Creek Mason's server about Mon. It's like a mon, like a mon from the inside that is unspeakable, something unspeakable that grows from the inside. And so what I do is I go to the river, to the creek, and sit there and start to make these awful sometimes it's just you know, it's like a moan, and I started to know, like, and it starts to flow out, and I give it to the river, and you know, it's and sometimes it's how music works also. It's like it comes from that part of myself, you know, the unspeakable things that you know, I don't know what it comes from the source, from the fountain inside ourselves. And I just try to put it out there, and it came back to me with sometimes I cry, sometimes I laugh, sometimes I just it get back to me with new ideas and new you know, it's like that interchange, that honest, you know, when, because you can express, so it's like just like a moan, you know. And you get back to me with and to fill my spirit with new energy, right? Like I feel it's the most honest way I have to when I feel, you know, also when I feel depressed, you know, I go there and I release it in that way, you know, like, and it helps me a lot, you know, nature. And definitely society, oh my goodness, is like, how complicated. Like, we built all this to make our lives easier, but now it got more complicated. And we have to dedicate, like, I don't know, like 20 years of our lives learning how to live inside these that were supposed to make our lives easier, and now it's so complicated that we need to invest half of our lives trying to understand how to live inside of it. You know, it's like completely nonsense in many ways. You know, it's like, you know, let's make this easier. And okay, now you have to come on.
Wow, that's such a great point. I've never thought about it like that before. And like, even now, I just turned 35. I have moments where I have to deal with like the bureaucracy of government or whatever. Like, I need a permit for something, or I need to like get my driver's license updated, or I need to do my taxes. And it's like, even at 35, I still don't have like all the knowledge that I need to like function in the world as an adult. Yeah. And the whole time they've been selling it to us as like convenience and simplicity and, you know, oh man, that's great.
Yeah, It's definitely not. It's not what I don't believe the intention was that, you know, to make it complicated. I believe that the intention was honest, you know, trying to make our lives easier, but by, you know, like, good intentions is how we pave the way to hell. and you know, like, I've been there. I avoid it, you know, I avoid all of that. I'm a deceptive, how you say, like, when I quit the traditional educational system very early. You know, I just couldn't. You know, I realized it. I realized it since kindergarten. You know, the day before, I was in the garden looking at the ants and plants and, you know, like exploring. It was my early life also. Exploring, and then I went to the kindergarten, and this lady was telling me what to do, when, where,
yeah,
with who, and I was like, I don't want to do anything, any of these, you know, I want to be myself.
Well, yeah,
that was my first moment of depression. I remember it very, very well. I sit on the floor, and I didn't want to do anything for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
That day, you know, I was like, no, I don't want to play this. This is not for me. So yeah. I quit as soon as could, as I could. I would actually, my dad and mom, they gave me a lot of opportunities. You know, they sent me I got accepted at the University of Costa Rica, the School of Arts and Music at 11, actually.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, I went there and it was good. You know, I learned the traditional language, musical language, and I learned technique, and I was studying. My instrument was percussion, and I get good at that. But at the same time, the same situation, you know, like I want to be able to do my thing, but there was a path already, you know, created for the students of that school. So, yeah, I found myself in the same situation. You know, it's a good school for, it's more focused on classical music. And it was good, but maybe not for me. I wanted to explore myself, you know, by myself, things,
yeah,
and try to, it's like when after many years after that, I started to study a lot and reading a lot about many all kinds of stuff, science and papers, and then I avoid, for example, I avoid the Greek philosophers, because in my head, I wanted to get the same conclusions, but by my own way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when I speak with these scholars and these people who really knows about it, they all the time they quote, oh, yeah, yeah, that's this and that philosopher. I don't know anything about it, you know. I get there by myself, finally.
Yes, yes. I have the same
but
experience.
It's not an easy way. It's not the easy way. Because as we said, you know, like it's all done in a way in this society.
Well, yeah.
I believe that Web3 and the new technologies like blockchain technology might gives us an opportunity to build again without repeating those same patterns, right?
How? Blockchain technology, like, it's like starting over, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. It is. But I, from my perspective, I'm thinking about music industry, for example. How it been, you know, working, and we all know the stories about music industry and how musicians get exploited, and
yeah,
it's nothing new. You know, maybe we can make it better this time. You know, using that kind of technology, that's just an example. You know, like the splits you can, and the way you can share, like with you can share your music and make splits and recognize the work of everyone involved in the project, and you know, that kind of thing, and maybe automation of certain bureaucratic as you say, bureaucratic processes and transparency without making it so complicated. But I know it's not that easy either.
Yeah.
But I think we need to start again or take the best we have from the past and mix it with the best that's coming from the future, trying to make, you know, a balance.
Yeah.
I remember when we were, I was invited to collaborate with this new tool called the Consilience Library from this organization who prepares and have a prepared and then create educational tools for new token engineers and all of that. And I remember that we were talking about self sovereignty and what it means in this kind of society we have right now. Like, I have to be a lawyer, I have to
yeah,
that's the only way to be self-sovereignty, you know. You have to know it all.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be a super computer to be bad. But you know, like, you have to know everything, otherwise you depend on others, you know.
Right.
You can make it alone, and I don't believe that's either the way, because I believe, well, like, we need to understand that, yeah, we need to each other, we need the others, we need, you know, but as humans and as you know, I get to that essence point. There's another song in this new album that is called Back to the Roots. It's Down to the Roots. Yeah, I changed the name. Down to the Roots. And it's about it. It's like, we need to go down to the roots to, you know, remember what we are and where we all connect with the same part. You know, because we have these layers and layers and layers over that essence, over that root, that makes us believe that, okay, this, you know, like, the value of people is completely focused on what they know to function in to society and know what we really are as humans, you know.
Yeah.
And I think beyond technology, beyond systems and all of that, is That's the more important part, right?
The roots.
To connect in the common ground that we all share. And well, these song numbers and letters start like that. You know, first of all, we need to know where we have our feet. You know, is the earth where we are? Who is our mother? You know, we need to try to get there, you know, put our feet on the earth and be aware of where we are, and that connects us all, you know.
Yeah.
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 It's the common ground.
Common ground.
It's our spirit. You know, it's beyond all the superficial things that we built on top of that. You know, and we all have it. We all have it. Come on.
Yeah. And there's something about, you know, like, I'm thinking of a forest and the, like, root network that exists unseen under the ground. And how what we know about trees now is, like, if one of the trees is in the shade during one part of the year, it's not because the other tree is, like, trying to outcompete it and steal all the sunshine. It's because they have different strengths, and the tall tree will send nutrients through the roots using, like, mushrooms as kind of the I guess the like blockchain in the in neural, the example, neural, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so this mycelial network will transmit these like, you know, sugars and nutrients from one tree to another. And that's the level on which humans are connected to. It's, you know, it's sort of beneath the surface and it's, you know, it's unseen and it's our roots, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that kind of, you know, to create economical systems based on that, you know, on how forests, you know, they identify where if some tree needs more resources and they deliver it to it, and it's intelligence. It's real intelligence, and yeah, and something very interesting about it is that no trees telling to the other how to be a tree, you know, like, hey man, I'll tell you how to be a good tree. They already know, you know. They already know how to be a good tree, and they are what they are, you know. And I think that we lost in a way our way to be what we really are because of these layers, these superficial structures on top of our true selves that, you know, like telling us, okay, kid, you can't explore anymore. You will do this and that, you know, it's.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the Page of Wands again, and like one of the, it's kind of like the air element of the fire suit. So it's a mixture of like intellectual exploration and communication and this like creativity, this like true self that wants to come through via willpower. And one of the like very common meanings that comes up from this mixture is that is someone who like thinks for themselves, someone who follows their own inner guidance, like a free spirit, right? And I just like when I get that image of you in kindergarten saying like, I don't want to be told when I can go to the bathroom. I want to, you know, like stop limiting my exploration. It feels very much like the Page of Wands to me. And I think it's like, it really is a trauma, isn't it? To go from home life to school life.
Yeah, and it was a really good private kindergarten. You know, they have all the tools and latest things and everything, but still, you know, it's like can we build something that enable us to be what we really are? Is it possible?
Yeah. What if?
Yeah. What if? Well, I was thinking this morning about possibilities, you know, like when you open to possibilities, like, and I heard a lot on the internet and social media about projection. You know, everyone is projecting their own reality and they are super magical projectors of reality. I was like, let's open to the unknown. Let's open to what we don't know, because there is probably some magic that we can, you know, we could access if we just open to that. Just a little bit open. Don't try to control. Don't try to make, okay, I'm going to project this for myself. You know, it's like, it's that came from my perspective. Yeah. That came from the ego. Then that came from those superficial layers that want things. Mm-hmm. You know, I want this and I want that and I will get it. And if you are in the middle, I will take you out. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's how it works right now, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I could be competitive, you know, I could be, but I don't do that anymore. You know, I can't. It's like, it's the same. You know, when you learn, when you start to make to yourself these, let's call it like, like when you make a engineer, but on the opposite, like,
like, I don't know, like someone who cultivates rather than someone who builds.
No, it's like self exploration, but it's like, back engineering, like for of yourself, like when you start to study yourself, you know, and learn about, you know, how your intellectual center interacts with the emotional center and how it affects your body and how it connects to the other centers and stuff. You know, you learn about it, like, you can use it perfectly to manipulate others, because no one get into that, to be honest. You know, they're focused on learning how to be productive and how to make a living. And you can use that to take advantage of others, but at the same time, it doesn't make any sense when you can see yourself as part of a species that is all interconnected.
So yeah,
it doesn't make any sense, but it's how this society works. You know, like the fastest, you know, take advantage of the slowest, and you know, because I don't know why, but I'm just describing what I see.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, it's like it doesn't make any sense to do that, because it's like it's doing it to myself.
Yeah. When I succeed, you succeed, you know? And when someone in my community is like, I don't know, like I have like homeless people in my community, like a lot of them now, because of like since the pandemic, it's just skyrocketed. So many people in where I live, one of the most expensive areas in the world to live. Yeah. And people just who've lived here their whole lives can't afford it anymore. Mm. And, you know, their struggle, how can I consider myself comfortable or secure or, you know, in abundance when there are people who are like struggling to eat, you know, like it's all interdependent. And I think kind of what I'm hearing you say is like these boundaries between us are kind of an illusion. The fact that we're like, I'm an individual, you're an individual. And there's like these zero sum games, you know, as it's the way that society is like incentivized, and it's part of that 20 years of education, right? Like that's part of what you learn when you're being like acculturated to the civilization that you're gonna, you know, become an adult in. But I don't know. When I think about like
What's a technology that could get us to be like more truly express the like the perfection that we are, you know? The only technology that comes to mind, and I know you like Web3, but the only technology that comes to mind is like music, you know, and like art. I think that's like, that's really that moan, you know, in nature. I've done the same thing when like
nature is nature.
All the words.
Yeah.
All the words are failing, and like, you just have to connect on like a primal level with what's going on inside you. And that feeling I think is expressed in art, and it's expressed in music, and it connects us to the, like the fundamental essential goodness that I think people are. And I appreciate you for being, you know, one of the people who makes the stuff, you know, that's so cool.
Yeah, I think the real technology, actually all these programmers and coders and all, they are copying from nature. Come on, we all know that.
Yeah.
But be open and okay, people, let's see it. You know, nature, it's the key. We have everything there. How to do everything. We just... I don't know, forgot about it, or I don't know, but it's not easy either, you know, trying to live in according to what we are saying here. You know, I've tried the most I can, you know, and it is, I paid a really high price to do it, you know. In some point, like, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago or something, yeah, I created this company, and I wanted to do good, you know. I wanted to do good, and so we were selling these environmental new advanced technology products, and one of those were this new device to wash the clothes but without contaminating the water, you know, and it lasts like for 1,000 washes, so you can use it like for a year. And it was a really good idea, really good project. And but, you know, this country is really small. So you don't have like a lot of, you know, to get out there to the market, you need to go to the whole country. Yes or yes, you know, and not everyone was prepared for that kind of, you know, to go from detergent to these new kind of device and everything. So we were struggling a little bit with that, and we could get into this. We could penetrate certain sectors of market, and we were doing it like just to keep doing, you know, art and stuff. But if we wanted to grow, if we really wanted to grow, we get to the point that, okay, we will have to go with the rules of the system. So in this particular case, it was to exploit others.
Mm. Yeah.
Take their time so I can take more of my time.
Yeah.
To do this if I want to grow, you know. So no, I couldn't. I just couldn't. And
yeah.
Many people came and offered me a lot of opportunities, but it all requires that. You know, and I don't want that karma. I don't want to deal with that. You know, it's the same. You know, the fastest getting advantage of the slowest and slower, and
yeah,
it is not how it's supposed to work.
No,
you know, and oh my God, I couldn't. So yeah, and on the other side, I don't want to be exploited either.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm, you know, you get to this position where, okay, I'm making music and making stuff, but I don't have any resources. I spent all my savings in this new album.
Yeah.
You know, it's complicated. You know, when you, I don't come from a rich family that can afford like this kind of lifestyle either, but you know, I just trying to be, to try to live according with what I'm saying, what I'm think and what I feel.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, something you said online recently, it may have been on X, just that like, you don't have to, I'm a mess up the exact wording, but like, you don't have to focus on money to live an artistic life where you're like creating from the heart. I thought that was.
To have life, dedicated to heartfelt creations.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because we as musicians, as artists, our goal is to share, right? It's like we get into those strange fields, you know, like the no time and to grasp and to grab something that and make it available to others is what we do. You know, we get into the creek and make these moans to make an interaction with nature that inspires us, and then we give back a song or a poetry or a, I don't know, a design. I think it's exactly from the same part where the symbols came. You know, like I discovered these algorithmic, maybe let's call it the dance of nature, that is like it always make these movements like emerge, displacement and rotation, and I apply it to graphics. So I realized that I could make a mandala from any kind of input. So it comes also from that, you know, like from the desire to express the unspeakable, trying to put it out there in a way that doesn't have to have a language meaning, but it evokes something. It has energy, it has something else that I believe is more connected with that part, with the essential part of ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Isaac, thank you for coming back on the podcast. Thank you for being a node in my net. It's wonderful to talk to you, and really, reminds me, you know, what the point of all this stuff is. So that was nourishing to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing this space and having me. My pleasure. Yeah.
Do you, so the new album comes out.
Energy Field. Yeah. I'm preparing it with some communities, and I'm like connecting, I'm trying to interconnect several communities, like, and try to make it this like a our thing, you know, like everyone can participate in the arts, and I really still don't know how we're going to release it and what format. Probably some NFTs, might be some vinyls, might be you know, digital, I don't know, still don't know.
Yeah.
But the album is ready. I'm super excited about it. I feel like completely, it's my best work so far. Yeah. And yeah, I can't wait to share it with you all.
Yes, I can't wait to yeah, it's not quite decided yet. I hear you, but you know, you're on the Creek Mason server. Make sure you announce. I can't wait to listen to it. And maybe this is the masterpiece, huh? The Page of Wands.
Yeah.
The pyramid.
You know, the latest is always the masterpiece.
yeah
and now I'm focusing on the next one. You know, I have another whole album to record in Spanish, so I probably go there. And yeah, I have a lot of music to release, so
wonderful,
a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, there's awesome. I can't wait to hear more of it. Isaac, thank you. And
thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Sure. The same for you. Enjoy.
Bye.